Teresa here.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do want to say, Teresa, since you're talking anyway, I do want to, you know, personally thank Teresa for coming to the conference and actually raising money for KHOI, and just generally, you know, being a real morale booster. Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate that.
Was this your task force report, or was this a report on GRC?
This was my task force report. It's a task force report. I excerpted a few parts of the GRC report just because I know that there's a possibility there are people listening on the stream that may not get the report. But I left out most of the GRC report. This was a task force report.
Okay. All right, well, I'd like to just make a few comments about GRC, but you want me to do that after we finish with your report?
No, this is fine. I don't, you know, whatever.
I just want to say I drove up with Mary Frances and a guy named Sam Brannon. Sam is starting a station in San Marcos. And as often happens, people that were working with him after a certain period of time kind of balked. It's kind of like buyer's remorse. You're thinking, oh, my goodness, somebody might say something and I might lose my house or something. And he's working through that. I mean, I've seen it happen many times, but he was very pleased to see the amount of energy and support and networking and problem solving that happened at GRC. I was particularly impressed by the whole feeling of hospitality from the Ames community and the radio people. They just kind of went with it, and it was nice. It was like a couple street festivals while we were there that we were just able to join. And my home hospitality was great, so I was just treated like royalty, you know. And my roommate was a woman that's just doing a fantastic job, retired and got a master's in communications and is starting a radio station in New Wimberley, Texas, outside of Austin. And dealing with the challenges, and was moved to start the radio station because there were several natural disasters, and there was no community radio station to help people get word out to people, which was, I mean, she just saw immediately, hey, this is, we need this community service, and she's doing this work to get it done without, you know, without an ego, without any, you know, attempt to, you know, do a power play in her community. It's just tremendously altruistic. Those were some of the, also the sessions. I took one session on news coverage. It was labor news coverage with, was it Norm Stockwell?
I think and Frank Emstack.
Yeah, I was at WORT. Very interesting the way they got that done. I mean, they had like a waiting list of like 100 people that would like to be readers. They give the assignments. They meet at 7 o'clock on I think Tuesday morning, discuss what needs to be covered, send out the information, assign it to the reporters, and by Friday, Thursday they check on them. And by Friday, they've received their news stories, and they're read over the air by the people that are next in queue as readers. The sessions on fundraising with KUNM are always fascinating. I will remind you, even the Pacifica sister stations, KUNM, listen to this, KUNM, made $150,000 in vehicle donations last year. I think, I mean, if she can do it in Albuquerque, I just do not understand why you can't do that in New York. Certainly we should be able to do it in Houston, where because we have boats and jet skis and four-wheelers and all kinds of toys that we have outgrown, and we need to get them out of our garage. And I'm sure that there are people that have recreational vehicles in New York that take them down to Florida, and they, you know, they're too old for them now, and they could donate them to your station, for example. Anyway, I know that KPFA has made more money than expected, but $150,000 from Albuquerque, that's impressive. She also had some wonderful ideas. She raises $37,500 every week. She has nonprofit underwriting and regular underwriting, and one of the things that I think that her just from hearing what she says, I mean, there's just really a true heart for community radio, and her pledge drives, I think, must be actually enjoyable. As enjoyable
Thank
as you.
You
can have a pledge drive. But so those are some of the things I learned at GRC, just some of them, and some real quality education and conversations with people.
Thank you, Teresa. We are at 9:22. If there are other questions of Ursula, I'd like to address those and then try to move us to the rest of the agenda. If there are no other questions.
Janice, as far as the survey goes, I have two questions to you as the group. One is that, is there any objection to me moving the listserv to a Pacifica-based listserv? Is there any objection to that? It's a little bit of a hassle, but I think it'll make life easier for us. Is there any objection to me doing that?
Yeah, this is Serene.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Serene.
We've had a number of problems with the PNB's own list, and I don't want to get into all that now, but I think we should have a conversation about resolving the existing problem before we add something else.
Okay. Do you want to have that conversation with me directly sometime, Serene?
Yeah, and Otis, if he's available.
Okay. Why don't you email me your phone number and we can set up a conversation?
Okay, I'll text it.
Okay.
The other
question I had was in terms of the survey. I know that you're prepared to do it. I know that Heather is prepared to do it, and Teresa. What I will do is post to the listserv, the request that anybody else that wants to do it to let me know, and we'll get started.
Teresa, could you be more specific when you say do it? Do you mean distribute it? Do you mean respond
to call a certain number of stations and do the survey with them?
Okay.
Yeah, and what I'll just do is I think I'll just deal with everybody individually since, unless we want to schedule a meeting about the survey, but so far we haven't had a lot of luck with that. So what is the will of the group here in terms of do we want to do a one call that's a training, or is that going to be too difficult?
I have a proposal. Yeah.
I think that's a great way of moving forward, Ursula. We have had to call people and try to have a survey meeting, and it's typically been one or two or three of us, so that's not been successful.
Yeah.
And while this is a busy time for you with managing contracts, I'm a little hesitant to suggest that you take on something else, but this is an important element of moving forward, not only with the task force, but with the potential addition of a unit. So I would say that would be the best way to go forward.
Okay.
This is Serene.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion. I know that there was, I do remember seeing an email where something was scheduled, but I think either we had a committee meeting or an LSB meeting or something that day. I can't imagine that you would really, I mean, I'm sure you'd be willing to do it if it came down to that, but rather than ask you to train three or four people individually, maybe if we tried scheduling it for a weekend, for, you know, an hour or however long you think it takes, because there was an affiliate committee meeting that we did early on a Saturday morning that seemed to work for a number of people. You know, if it's planned out far enough in advance, perhaps we could do that.
Well, I'd like that because it would be easier for me. But what's the sense of other folks in this group?
Ursula, I'd suggest that you send something out one more time, trying to maybe using Meeting Wizard or another tool to determine if there is an interest in doing it on a Saturday. And if that falls through, then I would urge you to move forward with those who indicated an interest in volunteering to gather the information.
Okay.
Okay, great. The next item on the agenda is a report on the resolution that was presented at the June 12th meeting. Janice Lane Ewart moves to substitute the following, that in support of the affiliate coordinator, the affiliate task force asks that Pacifica Foundation immediately reimburse the affiliate coordinator for expense receipts submitted for work regarding the affiliate program. The motion was passed without objection, and it was my responsibility to attempt to put this motion on the PNB agenda. To date, I've not been successful in getting that on the agenda. The PNB meetings have been filled with more immediate needs, and I will attempt to do so at the next upcoming meeting.
Serene with a question?
Yes, Serene.
Okay. So the way we've been operating, I don't know whose rule it is, but the way the PNB has been operating is that members submit motions that they want on the agenda by email by a certain date, and, you know, folks are given a week's notice generally of what the cutoff date is going to be. I don't recall seeing that motion, so I'm not sure I understand your report.
I have sent that via email, and it didn't appear on the agenda. I sent it to the PNB list where we are instructed to send potential agenda items.
Never seen it. Maybe you can re-forward it to the full board.
I will refashion it and send it to the full board. Thank you. The next agenda item is the underwriting report by Ursula Rudenberg, followed by the affiliate director selection process, and then a unit report. And is it my understanding we're scheduled to complete this meeting at 9:30 Eastern Time?
Which is now. Janice,
I move to extend for 15 minutes.
I'll second that. Teresa.
Thank you. Any objection for additional 15 minutes? With that in mind, then, Ursula, I'll ask you to give a concise report on the underwriting project, and then we'll move into the director selection process.
Okay.
And I'll give a very brief update on the unit report.
What am I supposed to report on right now then?
The agenda item is underwriting report.
Oh, okay. Basically what we're working on right now is building the administrative infrastructure to do a project like that. It has slowed down a little bit because it turned out that the Ampers, Joel at Ampers wanted to be paid for it. and I found that out like 11 o'clock the night before we were going to meet, so I could not secure funding, you know, to pay for his services between then and morning, so I canceled the meeting. So it kind of gets down to me finding the money to meet with him and work through a lot of the details of how we actually administer the project. And now that the conference is over, I will probably try and figure that out and probably try to use some of the donated money to the program to pay Joel to help me out. And I would like to start approaching a potential underwriter and see what happens. And I guess I'll leave it at that right now. I know we're short in time, so I think that's probably enough.
Thanks, Ursula. And I'll just remind you, if the donated funds were for a restricted or specific purpose, that you be mindful of that usage.
Well, this would fall under that.
Okay. The affiliate director selection process, as I understand it, it requires those who are interested in submitting a letter to the Pacifica National Board, and there are specific questions that they are asked to address. It's September, and it is important that we begin an outreach process identifying more than two individuals who would be willing to serve on the Pacifica National Board. And so I'll open the floor for 2 to 3 minutes for anyone to provide suggestions on individuals or a process in seeking individuals of interest.
Serene, was the point of information?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, and if there's someone else who wanted to speak on this, I'd be happy to wait since I know I spoke recently.
I don't hear anyone clamoring for the floor.
Okay. The bylaws, and I'm sorry, the computer and I can't quote the language, but the bylaws actually lay out a process of nominations being sent to the board secretary. I don't believe it says that a letter of interest has to go to the committee. May I finish?
I was just going to try to correct myself. I said the word committee, but I thought it was understood that I meant the PNB.
I mean, it's fine if folks just want to throw out some names, but I don't think that's the process. There's actually a process laid out in the bylaws and by previous policies that I think we should adhere to rather than trying to create something new. There's some people here who have been on the committee, on the task force or committee, whatever it's been at various times, who should have some information on that. If not, we should rely certainly on the bylaws rather than try to create something else.
May I speak? This is Ursula.
Yes, Ursula.
I mean, generally the process is we send a notice out to the all of the affiliate managers, reminding them that this is happening and inviting them to nominate somebody. That's usually the first step that we take.
Thank you, Ursula. And I brought it up at this meeting because many of us are connected in the radio community with affiliates and if there are suggestions that we can share with each other so that as Ursula begins to send that letter out probably before the first of October, it would help direct some of her work. We certainly plan to move forward with the bylaws in mind and would not in any way bypass that process, Serene.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you know, you and Heather are coming from the point of view of affiliates, and so you're really coming at it from a different direction, you know, in terms of your knowledge of other people in the network. So I understand that.
So the next steps I would recommend that those who are part of this task force, if you're aware of potential candidates, if we could gather that information via the affiliate listserv and then select, recommend a date by which we would get those letters out so that we are well prepared with a potential abundance of candidates interested in serving on the PNB.
Serene, for the staff.
I think Serene's distinction is important, though, Janice, because technically the nominations need to come from affiliate stations, not from a Pacifica group. So,
yes, I'm not suggesting that.
Yeah.
Not at all suggesting that.
I am taking
advantage of our connections and our networks to identify individuals and then to move forward with the process as defined
as
the PNB bylaws.
Yes. Janice?
Yes?
Janice, I would like to be on the SAC after Serene.
Actually, Serene and then Heather.
Janet, since I spoke on the subject before, Heather can go. I can wait.
Thank you, Serene.
I just wanted to mention that what we can do actually after this meeting is send out to the task force information from the bylaws about this selection so that everybody can see what the bylaws state on that. I think that might be helpful. So, in fact, that's something that I can do. I'll send that out to the task force.
That's great. Thanks, Heather. Serene, do you have comments, Serene?
Yes, thanks. The process of getting affiliate members interested in joining the PNB is not really something that the affiliate task force is historically involved with, and I actually have some concerns about that, not because I question the motives of it. Anyone who might, I certainly don't question your motives, Janice, in terms of this work, but I think that really if there are only two seats for affiliates, and to have a committee that's chaired by affiliate members be involved in the formally involved in the solicitation of candidates who would essentially be, if you guys were still interested in running, replacing you, I think is problematic. This really is a PNB process. I'm thankful that it was brought up now because we really do need to pay attention to the calendar. That didn't happen last year, and things were done improperly on a number of levels, and I'm happy that we're getting a chance to address it, and I'll certainly support you when you bring it to the next PNB meeting when that occurs. And I agree that we should go ahead and do the prep work, and anyone anywhere can certainly say to any affiliate person they know, hey, why don't you run for the PNB? So it's not a matter of restricting people from sharing the information about the possibility, but the process should not be managed in any way by this committee, not in a formal way.
John, to the staff, please.
I'll take John, and then was that Chandra, and then I'd like to comment as well.
There was a statement made about historically something has not been done, and I just wondered, for those who are familiar with the history, where would that claim come from, historically, what has been done? Because as I know, it has been done this way, and it seems as if that has been the established process, and the affiliates are, after all, independent of the PNB and have been very successful in doing things that would serve as a model for the PNB. So historically, those who accurately know what has gone on, please tell us what the process has been. Thank you.
Janice, can I address that?
Yes, please.
This is Dina. Historically, the affiliates themselves formed a committee and put people up from their outreach efforts they did send a letter. A letter was sent on their behalf to the PNB, and that was historically how it began, since 2001 or two.
Okay.
And then the PNB overrode the affiliate committee's the affiliates, not the affiliate task force, but the affiliates' suggestions, and so they decided that they would no longer be involved because they felt that they weren't being listened to.
And Deanna, can I add something to that, just to add to what Deanna's saying?
This is yes, please, and let's make it quick, please, because we're running out of time.
I think that the piece that needs to be explained about that is when Deanna is saying is they, there was actually a group of people that organized themselves to be, in a sense, the people to motivate people to nominate, because it's not something that comes naturally to people because they're not thinking about this. And so there was a group that kind of realized that there had to be some sort of motivating effort to get the word out and to encourage people to do this. Those are the people that withdrew their efforts when they felt they weren't being acknowledged. And I think the reason I'm bringing that up, too, is that I think there's an unspoken logic behind what Janice is proposing, because I think there's an understanding that Janice has that the nominations are probably not going to come on their own. Because there's not a whole lot of people banging down the door at this point to be on the Pacifica National Board. And I'm assuming that part of where you're coming from is, Janice, is that the task force in a sense can serve the purpose of kind of, you know, acting as a bridge to encouraging people to apply. That's what I'm hearing. And that is a legitimate concern at this point.
Thank you, Ursula. Was there someone else on the stack that I can call? Adriana?
Yes. Thank you. I can see here, I have in front of me the bylaws, and Article 5, Section 4, explain very clearly how the nomination should be and the election of affiliates. I think that before doing anything else, we need to be sure that we follow the bylaws. Because we cannot do anything that comes against what the bylaw says. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. So we will move forward with
this is Teresa. May I say something?
This will be the last comment.
All right. Well, thank you for your patience. I have seen about 10 different affiliate directors. The very first two affiliate directors were Vicky Santa from Tampa and Marty Derlin from Colorado. Marty Derlin was the first chair of our board. And if our affiliate directors were not totally turned off, as I can, you know, if you see me in person, you know, if you call me up, I can tell you the names, people that have just said, like, oh, my God, I don't want to have anything to do with this. They were so insulted and mistreated. I can think of one off the top of my head. If they haven't been in that situation, they were often the peacemakers that did not want to get involved in the political intricacies of Pacifica and were able to have a vision that helped avoid the circular firing squad issue and help us move forward, as Marty Derlin did. It's always been real clear that affiliate directors did not want to get involved in the politics of Pacifica, and I'm not sure which bylaws you're looking at, Adriana, but you said Article 5, Section 4, but when the bylaws were first written, there was a problem with them when it came to the way they were that we selected affiliate directors, in that they waited.
Point of information, Teresa.
Yes.
I mean, we can keep discussing that, but it doesn't make any sense to waste our time. Why don't we refer to the bylaws, the Pacifica Foundation Radio bylaws, and we can talk about that later. I mean, doesn't make sense to keep this passing.
This was, it was passed, an alternate procedure was passed by the PNB because the way the bylaws were originally written, the affiliate director, may I just finish my sentence, my thought on this?
I'll let you finish, Teresa, and then we are, I'm going to call some conclusion to this item so that we can finish with the rest of the agenda.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I just feel that there needs to be some historical background here because we cannot go back to the way that the original bylaws stated that directors would be chosen because they said they would be chosen when the PNB was seated in January, and in January they selected all the people on the committees, and at that rate, if we did waited until January, they were not seated until so long afterward that they were not able to be on any of the committees until 2 or 3 months after everything had started. So that's why they were chosen by the PNB, like in December, and seated with the rest of the PNB directors. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. So I'd like to conclude this by indicating for the stream and for the minutes that the process of the affiliate director selection will be within the regulations of the PNB bylaws. There will be every effort made to ensure that it is inclusive and provides opportunities for individuals willing to serve to know the process by which they can seek nomination.
Madam Chair, I wish to table.
What do you wish to table? What?
I wish to table this discussion. I mean, we're getting into.
I'm concluding the discussion now, so there's no need to table. Thank you, Serene.
I have a motion to table. What do you? You don't get to say no.
I'm sorry. You're right. You do know Robert's rules, and I do not.
No, but I'm saying it's not a unilateral discussion. There's stuff that's being brought up that's completely irrelevant to the timeline.
Thanks, Serene. We try to work through this committee in ways that make sense. There's nothing to table because I'm done, and I'm moving to the next agenda item. The next item is the report on the unit. Dina was expected to provide a update. I can quickly say that with the GRC process and the conference, we took a bit of a hiatus. We are meeting this coming Tuesday to resume the work that ultimately would be completed and presented to the PNB board as soon as humanly possible. The next agenda item are action items. And there's not something specific here. From the meeting thus far, I gather that the action items are really around the affiliate survey and the work for the unit. And if I'm missing anything else, please indicate any other action items.
Well, I'll be moving the list. I'll be talking with Serene and Otis and coming to some sort of conclusion about what to do with the listserv so that we can communicate easily.
Great. Thank you.
And Janice, this is Heather. I'll be sending out the statement from the bylaws about affiliate director.
Thank you.
And so forth.
I'm sure Teresa is logging all that as well. The next item is... Okay, well, I'm sure you'll get some help. The next item is to confirm our next meeting. We have, as you noted, last time we met was June. We've had challenges to meeting on Thursdays due to the heavy schedule of the Pacifica National Board. We have been attempting to meet on the second Tuesday of each month. Am I correct?
Thursday.
Thursday, sorry. Those T words seem to get pretty hard to say at 9 o'clock at night. Sorry. is there any objection to continuing to meeting the second Thursday of each month?
Our next scheduled meeting is October 9th. And so unless the National Board preempts us, I hope that we will meet on October 9th.
Thank you, Teresa. I will remind the National Board that we'd like to continue to keep to this date. Of course, a majority rules in that situation, and so I'll do my best to convey the importance of our work on this meeting night.
All right. Well, if you find out that it's not that if the PNB is going to meet on the 9th, we will please contact me and I will make adjustments.
Thank you, Teresa. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Teresa Allen, I move we adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And who's that?
Sean Rhodes in New York.
Thank you, Sean. Any objections to adjourning at 9:51 Eastern Time? Hearing no objections, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
And for your contribution to this meeting. It's been very informative. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Janice. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, everyone.
Heather and Janice.